Okay, this is Pacifica National Board's Finance Committee meeting of September 22nd. Let's see, the first order of business is for our chair to call, for our secretary to call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Rhonda Dixon. Brian Edward Stiefert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Lizette King. Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams. Susan Young. Okay, we have six. That's a quorum.
Okay, very good, folks. Let's see, everybody. For tonight's meeting, I think we're going to amend the agenda a little bit and leave aside the motions on critical payments and reporting from Susan until next meeting, when I believe she will be in attendance. So we have budgets to review. We have a final version of KPFT, and we have KPFK, and I believe we have an update on KPFA.
Somebody just joined us.
Okay. So let's see, what should we do first? Why don't we deal with the KPFT first? Let's see, we got a budget sent to us on Friday, I believe.
Friday.
The manager. Let me open it up here.
And this is Summer. I'm on the call. In case you're
before. Summer. Oh, welcome back, Summer.
Thank you. Nice to be back. Hi.
So
can I just explain? Rhonda Dixon resigned, and Summer was the next runner-up in that treasurer election, so she's resuming her role as treasurer for KPFK.
Oh, well, welcome back, Summer. Thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
I know that you must be.
I missed you all so much.
Okay, let's see. So let me open the KPF. Let's see, Summer, you're not going to have this. I'm going to mail this to you independently if you're
okay,
on.
Thank you. And by next week, hopefully, I'll be back up to speed on everything.
I don't have internet service at the moment.
Well, if somebody could email me the KPFT budget or tomorrow, that would be fine.
Okay, so let's take a look.
Summer, do you have a? Are you at your regular email address and you have?
Yeah, everything's the same.
Okay, and you can get it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
This is the one, Grace, that's entitled 2010.
NSC meeting tonight, 8:30?
Yeah, V9V091809.xls.
Okay, good. I'll forward it to Summer.
Okay,
we'll get it in a few minutes, Summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That means it's our ninth version, guys.
Ninth version? That's pretty,
ninth.
Pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so let's take a look at this. Did they do it? Alberto, can
yes.
you briefly walk us
yes.
through any changes that
yes.
were made?
Yes, yes. I'll try and do the best that I can from memory. There were five or six items that were sent back to us at the end of last Tuesday's meeting. One of them obviously had to deal with the bank charges. Those numbers have been corrected. If I remember correctly, the bank charges amounted to $38,000. They appear in two different parts on the budget, one for 19 and one for 17 and 20. I'm sorry, one is for 17,000 and the other item is for 21,22. Twenty-one for a total. I have no idea. Don't ask me. For a total of around $38,000. I think one item was in the administrative section, and the other item was in the development section. I have no idea what box, what square, or what line, or whatever. That was one of the changes. Efren went ahead and readjusted the numbers because there had been a typo in there. And it has been fixed. Another item, if I remember correctly, had to deal with the change had to deal with off-air community
mm-hmm.
events.
Okay.
And that was readjusted to reflect what we are perceiving our 40th anniversary a fundraiser is going to bring in. I want to say it's I want to say it was $20,000.
Is that expenses?
No, income.
Okay.
On the income side, that we're going to have income of added income of 20. Another item had to deal with a number in the expense side of legal services or professional services.
Yes.
That number got readjusted to $12,000.
Okay, it was taken down, right?
It was taken down from 18 to 12.
Okay.
Another item had to deal with there was another item that I cannot right off the cuff come up with. I think the most important thing for me was that the budget was finally balanced. If you guys remember correctly, last Tuesday, it had brackets on it of, $13,000. By the time all the adjustments were done, for this particular version 9 budget, I think we are over $12,000, or we're in the black $12,000. And one last final point of information that I have in mind that I was able to get from our general manager this morning is that our projected fundraising plan, on air fundraising plan for the 2010 budget, is that for our fall drive, which is going to start, I want to say, Wednesday after the PMB leaves town next month, we have scheduled $320,000 to raise, and it will be 18 days worth of drive. In the latter part of January, probably running into the beginning of February, due to Black History Month in February, we've kind of moved it up a little to kind of catch the last few days of January and a little bit of February, where we have targeted $275,000 to raise for 16 days worth of drive. Later in the spring, we're going to have another fund drive, probably April, May. I don't know yet when that will happen. We've scheduled $300,000 to be raised in 17 days. And then for our summer sizzler, we're going to have 8 days for our summer sizzler fund drive. And we've targeted a little over $128,000. And that should be the money that we have projected in our budget that we're going to bring on air fundraiser from listener support. And I think those are basically all of the items. If you guys can think of any other item on our budget, remind me. That's all I can remember at this point in time.
All right. Thank you, Alberto. Okay, let's see. What I see from this budget is it does balance, but I'm not sure why. I noticed that there's no property taxes scheduled.
That's right. That's another time. Gentlemen, we were extremely successful this year in running a bill through the Texas legislature exempting KPFT from property taxes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. We did an effort ourselves here with our state representative here in our district at the Lovett Street representative, and also we collaborated through his office with another state representative out of Austin who had a similar situation with a local radio station there that was basically in the same boat that we were in, and the bill was sponsored and it was adopted, and it basically amended the ad valorem tax code for the state of Texas and added a new one sentence thing on the law exempting freestanding radio stations from property taxes. I think that's section M or N. So we are now exempt from property taxes for now until forever, I guess.
Good,
wow.
Good for you.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Just don't tell
yes.
them who they cut the taxes for.
Come again?
Just don't tell them who they cut the taxes for.
No. No, and we were well, it was very interesting because actually the House bill did not get out. The House bill did not get out onto the floor because in Texas thank God they only meet for 4 months, 120 days every 2 years, so they can only do harm for 120 days every 2 years. So they ran out of time, and that particular bill from the piece of legislation from the House got attached to the Senate version of the amendments of the ad valorem tax as a courtesy between the House and the Senate, and we kind of just slided it in. It got the whole, you know, there was other items that were also changed within the ad valorem tax code, so we kind of slipped in as one sentence out of probably a couple of pages worth of changes, and we were allowed to keep quiet until Perry lost his opportunity to veto the bill. Perry's our governor.
That's
how we got it. We got it there. So we have an extra $14,000 to play with.
Okay, that's very good.
Thank you.
A couple of things we asked for but don't seem to have been taken into account were increased amount of community funds expenses. Right here it says $13,000. But let's see. Last year it was $22,000. So if we are going to vote to approve this, we should attach a little rider to make that change. And also we had asked that there be no central services charged on the payback money. It seems like there still is, so we should attach a rider to whatever motion we have to approve this on that item as well. But are there any other comments about the budget from the committee?
Jamie, yeah. On the community events, it looks like their revenue is also projected to be low. Are you sure it's not just proportionate decrease in expense?
Community events, where's the which revenue are you looking at?
If I look at line 142, which is... Oh, no, that's their expense line, excuse me. Got my wires crossed.
Well,
yeah, the expenses, I think last time we agreed that it should be higher. Susan thought it should be higher.
Well, one of the things that are our community event fundraisers, they're very inexpensive because we get everything donated, the venues, the musical guests. There's very few items that we actually, and we have a whole bunch of them. As a matter of fact, for this month, we got several of them scheduled for the remainder of the month. We got a Howling in the Heights event this coming Sunday, which is Howling.
That's good. That's good, Alberto. But last week we agreed that it would be $25,000. That was what we agreed on last week. So we should attach a rider to that effect.
Well, I have no problems with it. Our budget was still balanced.
This year was $22,000. And your forecast is to get $55,000 in revenue. Next year, you're hoping for $60,000. So,
sure.
Susan thought with the big 40th anniversary thing, that would be,
yes,
you know, need a little bit of change in there to make that happen. So, okay, are there any other comments about this budget, folks?
Okay.
Paul?
Oh.
Yeah, so the bottom line then is you're going to have basically a surplus of basically
$248.
$248, $247,999 here. I see line 35, cell T35, and I took total expenses for the total income, and that's that line.
$247,999?
Yeah, that's what you're planning on having a surplus of that much?
That's before central services.
Before central services, yeah.
Then if you go to row 40, that subtracts central services. But the central services need to be adjusted because we agreed we're not going to assess central services on the payback to Heath money.
Which is only 19.5% of $750 a month for our radio station.
Yeah. Exactly.
That would be up. The small
comes up to be $2,000.
Right.
And then if you go, then so that's 46 according to the budget before cash and capital. And they have some cash and capital, and that costs 33. So net results after cash and capital is 12.3. And we're going to do away with most of it and give you back a little bit. So.
Okay.
So, Brian, here.
Yes, go ahead, Brian.
If I pencil that in and exempt the extra fundraising from Central Services for the debt retirement, I get a net surplus of $3,138. I would move that we approve the KPFT budget with the proviso that the debt retirement fundraising be exempted from Central Services and community events expense be increased to $25,000 before the budget is presented to Pacific and Ashland Fork.
Nicely done. Great.
I've got approved KPFT FY10 budget with proviso that, and if you could say that again slower, I could write it down.
That in amount of money equal to KPFT's debt repayment obligation be exempted from Central Services, and that KPFT's community event expense be increased to $25,000. Before the final version of KPFT's budget is presented to the PNB.
All right, I almost have it. Be exempted from Central Services and at KPFT's... community events?
Community events expenses be up from 13 to 25,000.
The KPFT's community events expenses be increased to $25,000.
Okay, and then after that...
That's it?
Yeah, you had some more there. Brian had a little bit on the end.
Why don't you read it back, R. Paul? I don't care about the language
right.
As long as the salient points are there.
You care about the language. We approve the KPFT FY10 budget with the proviso that an amount of money equal to KPFT's debt repayment obligation be exempted from Central Services, and that KPFT's community events expenses be increased to $25,000.
And you had some language before it's presented to the PNB.
Yeah, before the final version of the budget is presented to the PNB.
Before the final.
Good. Okay.
I think KPFT gets the prize.
Yes, sir. Nice work, KPFT. Okay, only 5 days. It's 10 days, 8 days before the new fiscal year. It's the equinox budget.
More importantly, we've been hammering at it for 5 meetings.
Okay, so... let's see. So that's the motion before us, to approve the KPFT budget with the proviso that amount of money equal to the KPFT debt repayment obligation be exempted from Central Services, and the KPFT's community expenses be increased to $25,000 before the final version of the budget is presented to the PNB. So is there any objection to that motion?
I would abstain.
Okay, one abstention. Okay.
Well, actually, if we're not having... a vote, an abstention doesn't get entered into anything.
Okay, well, we can... Sherry, I hear Sherry's voice.
Yes, you did. And I apologize. I'm going to actually have to run away, and I've just been listening right now, but just wanted to let you know.
It's nothing we said, is it?
Yeah.
I ate garlic a little while ago.
Okay, so...
Can I hear what the position is with this?
This was a point of personal privilege, Sherry.
No. I heard somebody say there's no vote.
Well, we could call the roll. Why don't you call the roll?
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. Does anybody need the motion reread or anything?
No.
No.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Luzette King.
Abstain.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
LeVarne Williams? Going back, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Okay.
Susan Young.
Oh, where did Susan... Okay, gee, oh, I know what happened. It split over a page. Susan Young, thank you. She's not here, I think.
She's not, okay. Not here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4. No, against, 1 abstention.
Are we
okay.
being streamed, point of information?
Are we being streamed?
Yeah.
Yes,
hi,
we are.
LeVarne.
Hi, LeVarne. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much. Sorry about that. I was meeting with Efren and Lynn, and we were going over, guess what? The budget.
Good.
Well, guess what, LeVarne? We just adopted KPFT's budget.
You did what?
Adopted KPFT's budget.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, we went over some of the things in there, and yeah, it looks real good. There are a couple of questions. I think that not on T's, on K's. No, everything looks good. It didn't. There was a correction on how that debt retirement the language on that, that's not quite right. There is a confusion on $300,000 in terms of payback, that BAI is going to pay back $300,000 or put it in the budget, but that's not the same $300,000. And I think there was a confusion about that. So we just have to clean up the language on that.
Okay. We approved KPFT as we got it on Friday from station management, with
right,
the exception
yes.
that they increased their community expenses to $25K, which we asked them to do, and
okay.
also that the payback money be exempted from central services, which was
they hadn't
that
done
was
yet.
The motion. Yeah, that was never that the treatment on that is that it goes onto the balance sheet as a cash and then as a loan payable to the national office. So that was just an incorrect treatment, like I said earlier in the last call, that that needed to be corrected.
Okay, so, but yeah, I think we don't have to talk about KPFT anymore, I don't believe.
Thank you.
Well, very good.
Can I just say
also that on your fulfillment of 77%, I just have one little question, because we're going to use the call center, the ComNet, I believe that you guys had used this year.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what was the percentage in terms of the costs or the expenses to the returns, and if any plan to do that next year.
Yes, it is going to continue. LeVarne, I want to say that in one experience that I had, we picked up 36,000, and I think they charged us, I'm not too sure if it was 2 or 3% of the money recuperated.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. It was very, very inexpensive.
And this was for lapsed members, or were these for lined
yes,
up?
Well, it was a combination of lapsed members and fulfillment, and people that were behind in their fulfillment who hadn't fulfilled their pledge. So there was a combination of both.
Ah.
But it wasn't really ever explained, but both groups were called.
Okay. And so in the script, in terms of the script that they used at Duane, and your, you have a development person,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I worked it out.
Yes, they did all of, I mean, you would need to get to those people, and they'll be more than glad to inform you as to what the script was used, et cetera.
Okay. All right.
Man,
okay,
her name just slipped from my mind.
Okay, LeVarne, let me inform you that we were, basically, we thought we would go into
KPFK.
KPFK's budget.
Okay, great.
Because we now have a version with the comparable columns, so unless somebody has an objection to that or has a better way to do this, that's what we can do. So let's see here. This one, I believe, Summer, do you have a copy of this?
Yeah, I was actually just going to... Well, Efren and I spent a bunch of time on the phone on Friday because there were a bunch of, like, anomalous entries and things that didn't make sense, so we made a bunch of adjustments. And I think he sent me the new... What's the time on the one that you've got in front of you? Was it just...
It just says, as of September 19th, 2009.
Okay, well, that would put us in line with the weekend. Saturday. Yeah, well, Saturday's when he sent me a version, and it had some of the changes. And he was going to change the projections that carried over from 09 into actuals, which would give a better reflection of 010. And, LaVarne, when you were working with him today, do you know if he'd made those adjustments yet?
If Efren has.
There were several categories in which they were just projections based, like that we had worked out in fiscal 08, but he hadn't updated them with actual figures from 09, which he said would affect our 010 figures. So.
Okay. Well, what he has given me is he had sent out a version from on Monday where he had more questions.
Okay.
Did you get a copy of that?
Mm-hmm.
And that on there, he had a couple questions. I guess he had worked out all the other changes, and he still had some questions on the budget in terms of the capital expenses. I think was really the question that he that was the major thing in terms of affecting the bottom line. And then he had some more questions that he had in terms of how he had made the movement in personnel from program into general and administrative for Pfizer, and he had reflected the remittance in the cash and capital account, which we kind of went over that again, that shouldn't have been in the expense line, and he had looked at a goal, temporary assigned a $400,000 goal in September from 2010 for the ensuing deficiency in the total FY 2010 fund drive goal. And so since you started your drive in September, so therefore he has your...
Right, we moved that around on Friday, right?
Oh, you've got
to start the 010 early as well.
Just to jump in here, Efren sent out... the latest revised budget at 2:34 yesterday. It was sent to Jamie, Summer, LaVarne, me, but not to the rest of the finance committee. So,
what's that budget? What's that one called? This might be the one I sent. I can't.
Latest revision KPFK fiscal year 2010 budget. I don't think you. I don't know. Let me see. I don't think you sent that out.
What we've got is as of September 19th.
That's the one that I sent, Grace. It just has an older date on it.
Okay, is it exactly, is this the same as the one he sent out yesterday?
Yeah, this is the one that he sent out at 5:34 p.m. on Monday, or 2:34 your time?
Yeah, 2:35 p.m., yeah.
Yeah,
okay, yeah that's the one.
That's good.
It's kind of old. Got an old name on it. That's all.
Okay.
2009, and it has two on it, though. 2009 and parens two.
Oh,
Jamie,
that might be because it got sent to us. Yes, go ahead, Sherry.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Point is personal privilege. I have to hang up, and then I'll come back on the minute I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you can.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Okie dokie. Well, this sounds like this is the latest and the greatest budget, then. So,
Jamie?
Yes, R. Paul?
Yeah, the I'm looking at them here, and the two I have, one of them you sent out the other day, and the other one you sent out, I think, today. They have the same names, but one of them is bigger than the other, so they can't be exactly the same.
That's not good.
Thing.
Well, let me forward this to you one more time, and that should be the one. I'm sorry about that. Not finance. Here it comes.
You're sending it to the NFC?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the great way to do this, of course, is to use software that does a big hash and figures out if two files are exactly the same or not. But we don't have that. All right. So whatever you're sending now is absolutely the latest one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, well, then why don't we go through this, folks?
Good idea.
And let's see, does one of the KPFKers on the call want to be the MC here, or would you like...
I'd like to throw it over to Summer.
I'm sorry, I stepped out of the room for a second, I apologize.
We'd like
what are you throwing over to Summer? I'll grab hold of it.
Explain
it's an
the
anvil.
Budget.
Yeah, go ahead.
What we need, Summer, is we're going to walk through the budget. Basically, we walk through the columns T and U on the budget page to make sure everybody's up to speed on that at least. That's the total for the budget, and that's the forecast for the current year. So if you're familiar with these numbers, you may be the one to walk the Finance Committee through them.
Well, just to so everyone knows, I only took back my treasurer position last week.
Okay.
And I did spend Friday going over the numbers with Ephraim because a lot of the things were just not necessarily in the right place or didn't quite make sense, you know, like where, you know, we're having a big fundraising event in October and not July, so we moved a lot of numbers around. And the thing of shifting, because we had started our fund drive 2 weeks early, so that was going to bring us up short on our fiscal 10, so we brought up the next fund drive at the end of the year, moved that up 2 weeks to account for it, which gave
okay,
us
well,
our reserve. So go ahead and...
Well, why don't I walk us through it then? So,
I can answer questions, because I did hammer out a lot of stuff with him on Friday,
sure.
Which hopefully is reflected at this point, you know what I mean? Because we were
sure.
trying to make sense of it. We didn't have the month's reserve, because... By starting the fund drive early, we didn't even have, you know, we were in the red, so that's why we had to start the next fund drive early at the end of the year, assuming we would, you know, not have raised an extra $500,000 unexpectedly this year. So.
Sure. Okay, so, Grace, did I hear your voice?
No, it was me. It's LaVarne. No, I just
LaVarne?
Wanted to say that when we went over the layout, that we're going to do an updated layout. You'll have this sheet, but we'll do also a layout that will show your variances, your year-over-year variances. So then you can just look at these numbers and you can see the difference, the variance from 09 to 10 and from 08 to 09.
Okay.
So we'll produce that for you to look at so you can easily see the variances, year over year variances.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's go through the budget then, folks. So I'm looking at the page, which is budget FY 2010. Column T is the totals in the budget. Column U is the current year forecast. So first, the biggest item, income items, comes first. The biggest item is, of course, listener support, which is budgeted $3.064 million, $3,064,098. The current year listener support is forecast to be $2.835 million. So it looks like there is an increase there of over $200,000 in listener support.
What?
Is that,
yeah.
that seems to be what it says.
Right.
$230,000 plus the $32,000 in additional listener support for loan repayment.
Oh, yeah, plus $30,000. Okay, so it's $230,000, so $260,000 more in listener support. Why don't we just breeze through the income, and then we'll discuss this stuff, the income. Let's see, then donations, current year is 22, forecast is 34,000, a few other minor items. Community events, the current year is 22, the budget is 50,000, so that's another increase. Car donations, current year was 63,000, budget is 66,000. CPB, current year is 340,000. Budgeted is $382,000. So that's interesting. A lot of the stuff seems like it's your budget, your forecasting increases. So I guess I'm sure that the committee would like to know what the basis for the assumptions in the increase in listener support in community events and in CPB are.
You want me to tackle
yeah,
it?
Sure. You okay. or Grace, whoever has an answer. With
okay,
me.
I'll be honest from, you know, talking with Ephraim and everything on Friday, a lot of this is just projection. I mean, I don't think it's really based on, you know, there is something that I would say which should help our fundraising this year, which is, you know, with the change in management, there was a lot of experimentation with what was offered during fund drives during the last year, in which we didn't offer sort of our traditional premiums and stuff, but we were offering, you know, like donate, and we'll donate to the homeless shelter, we'll buy toiletry kits, things that, frankly, I don't think helped us in terms of fulfillment rates or in pledging, whereas now we're back to regular, you know, health programming and political stuff, and I think we have more traditional success with that. So there might be some actual reason to base an expanded projection of income, but I do believe that a lot of this was, you know, I mean, just from talking to Ephraim, that, you know, he was coming up with numbers somewhat based on what we did last year, but that some of this is just projection, because I don't personally see anything that's significantly different except for going back to the more traditional offerings in terms of premiums and stuff. So, I mean, I'm just being honest here, okay? I mean, there were things in there where I was like, that has no basis in reality, and it was like, well, no, it's just a number, you know what I mean, I hate to say that, but it's true, okay? And that's where he said some of it was going to be adjusted based on our actuals, and that's part of what he was doing over the weekend was, there were several lines like that where it's like, well, I've got to adjust that because that's just a projection from last year, and the actuals are different, which will obviously affect the projection for this upcoming year. So I can't say personally, as you know, somebody from KPFK, that there's a, you know, necessarily a good reason for projecting an increase in income, except for hoping that indeed going back to our traditional model will result in a higher fulfillment rate of our pledges and higher pledges. So, you know, and I do think that is somewhat reasonable, okay, because already we're having better success, and there has been a little bit of moving around of our programming grid, which has, from talking to people there last week when our fund drive was kicking off, was already showing some really positive results. I mean, just the minorest of tinkering with a half hour here and a half hour there, and, you know, some of the strip programming that we run during fund drive. So, you know, it may be realistic, okay, if we continue to show improvement because of that.
Okay, thank you, Summer. Let's see, Grace, do you have any comments on these issues?
Yeah, if you look at the fiscal year 2008 audited, you'll see that corresponds most accurately to column T. So what it looks like the was being used here was the actuals or the audited numbers
from 08.
From fiscal year 08, which are realistic. I mean, we did have $3,438,576. An income in 08, and it's sort of a compromise between what's forecast for this year and what the audited figures are for 08. The projected total income.
And if you look at the
column
why, T,
why do you think 08 is a good benchmark?
If you look at the assumptions and historical data, page 1 of 8. And
yes.
You can see the listener, and then you can see exactly how the numbers were derived. If you look at, you see assumptions and historical data. You look at that tab. I'm not looking at the computer. I have sheets here with me, so I'm not looking at.
I understand.
Okay, so assumptions and historical data, page 1 of 8.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you look at, I guess that's line 5, listener support, and it looks and it shows the goal for FY 2010 shows the prior year. 2009, 2008, 2007. So it shows exactly what the numbers were, and then you can look at the goal for 2010, and again how that compares to for listener support compares to the budget for 2010.
Okay, are these numbers for prior year? For 2008 and 2007, those are actuals, right?
Those are actuals, yeah.
And for 2009, is that those aren't actuals?
Well, you've got to realize that's why we started our fund drive early, too, though, because we were short on meeting 2009. So those numbers are based on, I believe, July, you know, like as of July. So that number is going to go up slightly because we're having a September fund drive.
But oh, okay. So the forecasted actual, this is pledge totals, right? Or are these are pledge totals?
Listener support.
Oh, these are income levels.
What?
They're not pledge totals.
32.
Well, you've got your CPB grants on it.
Now, my question is, for example, in column J, on, say, row 8, J8, on the assumptions data, you have a number there, $600,000. Is that goal pledges or is that net?
I think that the sun-dry percentage is 82%. I don't have my calculator. I have my calculators in New York. So it's 82% is the fulfillment rate. So 80 for 306 for 3,100. Yeah, that's somewhat less. That's like about slightly less the goal for 2010. So then that looks like this is the 2008. The numbers are slightly different. Like for the audited listener support for 2008, he has on this sheet is 3440. He has 3460. So there's some slight difference variances in the numbers here. But this basically is how he actually started, how he derived the numbers.
So these are net. These are net. They're not pledge totals.
These look like net. These look like the
okay.
80, using the 82%, but it's approximate.
Let's see. I believe I heard Brian and then our Paul. Is our LaVarne, are you finished there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm not understanding that line because on your assumptions tab, if it's net, it shows $3.47 million in net fund drive revenue, but your budget comparison column shows a forecast for the year of $2.8. And that's all listener support. So that'd be fund drives plus direct mail plus whatever else you're counting as listener support.
Well,
how do we reconcile the assumptions with the actual comparison?
I think these are pledge totals for 2009, I believe.
Well, maybe not.
I think that, again, the original forecast I think that he had in there for 2009 did not include the 350 for September. So if you take that out, that's like that takes it down. Well, that takes it down to about 3120 versus the 2835. So again, the September number is what the estimated that he has in there because he has 154, but the new number is 350. So that's another 200,000. So that makes it 3100. Yeah, the numbers are slightly different. The number for 2008, though, is about the same. It's 3460 that he has on this prior year, 2008, and then as on the sheet here, it has about 3440. So that's the comparison. This number here we have to relook at because he actually changed it based on the drive had the 350 in the month of September.
Okay.
The drive.
Right, a new change, right?
Yeah, these are drive numbers in terms of how much they was actually received in the drive.
Okay.
Jimmy, if I take that number and apply it by 82%, I get the forecasted actual for this year. Just about. You're right.
Those are pledge totals for 2009, because I remember the fall drive, the October drive, did make $1.022
million.
Okay. And the May drive did make $925,000 in pledges. We should get clarity one of our queries should be to get clarity on these numbers.
Would be then is if in the budget year you're seeing a drop in gross pledges of $220,000, why are you forecasting an increase of net revenue?
I think that is net. That's my theory.
You think it's net on the left and gross on the right?
I don't know. Yeah, we need this is def this is definitely subject of a query.
It says, I mean, the column header is goal.
Uh huh. But it appears to be in 2008. It appears to well, no, that may not be right either. We need to get clarity on that.
Isn't the fiscal year 2008 an actual audited number?
Yes. That's what it shows. 3440 in 2008. And then on this sheet here, it has 3460, which is close enough versus 3440. So that would be in terms of where he's then they actually ended up for the audited year 2008. So but that comparison would be real there.
Ben, if that's the case, then the February 2008 drive, if these are really net, on cell, what is it, row 12, cell PQR, I guess, they're merged, is 1.287 million. If that's a net, that drive must have raised over about almost 1.5 million in pledges. That doesn't seem right either. But we should just get clarity on this, and then we can go forward.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably a good subject for a query. It does seem like... If their pledge totals, the goals for 2010 are too small to make up the listener support number. Right? Because the pledge totals, let's say these things in column J are pledge totals, then you're going to get 3.25 million in pledges in the current fiscal, the upcoming fiscal, FY210. That's not enough to bet 3.064 in listener support, I don't think, unless there's a lot coming in some other avenue, which I don't know.
Coming in from other drives. From prior years.
Okay, well let's see.
That would only get you about 2.67 in that.
Okay.
It's an 82% fulfillment rate.
2.67 million? That number?
Yeah.
3.25 gets 2.67? Okay.
At 82% fulfillment.
Okay. Okay, well, let's see. R. Paul, you had a question?
Yeah, mine's basically on this same thing here because I'm looking at the number and I look down to the 20-somethings on the J20-somethings, and in fact it says like October audit is 1,022,000, and so that matches the prior year of wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute.
That's the October
1,022 is October audit.
Yeah, October 2008 is fiscal year 2009.
Yes, okay, great. My original question had been maybe that these numbers on line 8 were possibly because people had done it in September, October, that strange thing, we split our fiscal year, our drives over a fiscal year, but apparently not. These are the pledges, and so I am a bit confused here, and I think I'm with everybody else saying we do need some clarification on the number that's in here. I think we should have the projected fulfillment as, you know, the thing to look at, and the pledge projections as something ancillary to it. Because right here, I mean, is KPFK pitching in September, and that's why it's 600 this year?
Yes.
As opposed to one. Okay. So they're figuring they're gonna blow 400 on one that's going on this month. Okay. All right, I think I'm on the same page as everybody else. Thank you.
All right, thank you, R. Paul. So this is definitely a query. The listener support numbers in the assumptions page don't seem to match what's on the budget page. Okay.
Okay, I'd just like to ask Summer if she understands this so she can work with...
I basically, if everyone... Because, I mean, there really were some erroneous things that were just hanging out on our budget last week, okay? So if we can gather all of the questions and clarifications that we need and somebody, you know,
I'll keep track of them.
Send me an email. I'll gladly hammer this all out with Ephraim this week, okay? So, yeah, so that we get a budget that answers every question because there were things last week that made me go, huh, and he was working on them. And, you know, so anything else that does that to everyone else, if we can get it all out this evening, I will gladly see through to it that it's, you know, that we get clarification on all that, okay?
Sure. Thank you, Summer.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that's it for... what's the deal? Do you guys know, either Grace or Summer, what's the deal with the CPB grant? In 2008, it was $286,000. This year it's 386. This year it's 340. Next year it's 382. It was high, then it went low, then you're forecasting it high again. Don't they stay pretty safe, stable year to year, or no?
This is LaVarne. That's the number that Lynn gave out to everyone. The numbers that she gets the numbers from the CPB in terms of what the funding will be.
Okay.
She already knows the assumptions that are given to her from CPB, what the funding will be.
Okay.
Got that directly from the national office.
So that's a very robust number right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's directly from what she has gotten her numbers that she gets from the CPB.
This is Grace.
Yeah. Go ahead, Grace.
Often it depends on the our minority audience figures.
Arbitrary.
Okay. Oh, and our staff, if we have minority status, that can change our funding from the CPB.
Okie dokie. And then community events is undergoing a big increase up to $50,000 in income from $20,000 in the current year. Oh, yeah, right. It was $54,000 two years ago, and that's what you're saying. Okay.
Well, okay. I'll explain. I can explain
okay,
that. And that's that we're having an event on October 9th at the Ford Amphitheater. We have a kind of a deal with them. And the headliner is Ziggy Marley.
Oh, wow.
So,
is who?
Ziggy Marley.
Wow.
So we expect to do well.
Yeah, it's our big, culminating 50th anniversary event. And,
yeah.
It has a big lineup, so hopefully that
will
be.
Yeah, it has a big lineup with... some good headliners, and of course the most high-profile one is Ziggy Marley. So we should do well.
That's
a large
good
venue. We're selling some $500 tickets. You know, there's a whole bank of $500 tickets, et cetera, et cetera. Moving down to lower price seats, but I think that amphitheater holds a few thousand people. So. Because we do promotion for the Ford, we're a media sponsor for the Ford, and they allow us their facility, so we don't have, we have very low expenses for the event itself.
Here, here.
So it's mostly all profit, and with that, with the headliner and the whole planning of it with other guest performers, we should do very well.
Here, here. Okay. That's good. That's good to hear. Thank you for that explanation, Grace.
Okay.
Okay, are there any more questions from the committee about the income line?
Just a sentiment, Brian, here. I just want to warn against using 2008 as a baseline for 2010 numbers. The economy really crashed at the end of fiscal year 2008. That's when Lehman collapsed, was in September 2008.
Yeah.
And the California unemployment rate, I just pulled it up,
it's
at the start of fiscal year 2008 was 5.4%. It was only 7.9% by the end of the fiscal year 2008. It's 12.1 now. I just don't think you can count on reproducing 2008 when there's a downward trend in 2009.
Thank you. I think that's an appropriate word of caution. So.
Can I respond?
Sure.
Bottom line is we have to, because we can't cut any more staff, and there's nothing else we can cut. We're at rock bottom. Our staff, our full-time equivalents are really low, and if we cut any more, it will directly negatively affect our income potential. So we're about as we've taken all the cuts we can. So in order to balance our budget, we only have one direction we can go in, and that's
more income.
More income. So we have significant programming improvements coming up, which should help. And we're going back to we're not experimenting. We're going back to the tried and true income-producing fund drive methodology that's worked for us in prior years, and. The staff at KPFK are determined to meet our fund drive goals. And we're in drive right now, and it's looking pretty good. So we're going to do whatever we can to actually meet our budget projections. But we just don't have any room on the other side. is nothing. I mean,
but,
we can't sustain ourselves if we try to cut staff any lower.
But you do have a $230,000 surplus.
Pardon me?
Well, the budget shows a $230,000 surplus.
Well, may I
say we're trying to get a reserve.
No, I think that's great, but you're posing it as you have to choose between adjusting your fund drive goals and cutting your staff, and there's a third option, which is to post a smaller surplus. I'm not saying you should do that, but I'm saying it's not just one or the other.
This is Summer. May I say something?
Yeah, I believe I heard Luzette, and then we'll go to Summer.
Yeah, I just want to ask, it's a very good word of caution, but I wondered if KPFA and KPFT did the same thing. And how
Which?
They did it. The word of caution that was issued just now that we need to take on board the crash of the economy. And I just wondered if that was applied with the two budgets that we
already looked
yes.
at.
And how was that done?
May I respond to Antis, Mr. Chairman?
Well, you can, but I don't want to get too far
okay.
away from this current budget. If you can
no,
make
we're
it a
not
brief...
getting far. Jamie, please. It has to be across the board.
Well, I don't believe that Brian proposed any specific changes. It was more of an observation.
Yeah, but was the observation made across the board?
It was used on KPFT. And
well,
I
never
ahead.
Suggested using 2008 as a comparison year for next year's budget at KPFA. And no one suggested doing that at KPFT either.
I'm sorry, Brian, I lost that one.
Yeah, go... he was saying that...
Well, the caution was against using 2008 numbers to budget for 2010. And no one suggested doing that at KPFA or KPFT, as far as I can remember. We've been using
so if it, exactly. So if it wasn't done for the other two, then we shouldn't do it anywhere else. That's the issue.
That's what we're saying, exactly.
Okay, good. Let's see. Then I believe Summer had a comment.
Yes, just, you know, before we all get excited about that $230,000 surplus, when I got to the budget on Friday with Efren, we only had $66,000 booked at the end of the year because he still had our current fund drive booked just starting in October, okay? So when we adjusted the numbers up to account for the fact that we started the fund drive 2 weeks early, we simply moved up the following year's fund drive by 2 weeks because otherwise we weren't even going to have that 66. We were actually going to be in the red, entirely in the hole. And when we moved the next fund drive up, it gave us a surplus. So some of this is really just magic number moving. And I don't mean to be, you know, cruel, but it wasn't even based on 2008. It was just based on the fact that by moving our current fund drive up, it completely whacked out the budget for this coming fiscal year. And so we moved the end-of-the-year fund drive up because it appeared that the station would be in the same position we're in now, which is not having any money at the end of the fiscal year. And when we did that, we suddenly appeared to have a surplus. So I don't know that we arrived at those figures based on actually basing it on 2008. It doesn't mean it doesn't need more adjustment. But I do know, I mean, from what we're doing at KPFK, this past year has been a year full of experimentation by the manager that we had, doing things that we've never done here before, which weren't very successful, like basically not giving people premiums, not giving them anything in exchange for their donation, but simply saying we're going to donate money to a homeless shelter, and that really doesn't motivate people in difficult financial times. And I think everyone agrees across the board that it wasn't a particularly successful fundraising strategy that was employed in several of our fund drives this past year, which made it like even less successful than it needed to be. And I think by going back to the more traditional format, I mean, when I was there last week for our local finance meeting, the change of 1.5 hours programming early in the morning during our weekday grid resulted in the program that used to be there only raising $200 during fund drive and the switch-in programming raising $5,000 during the exact same half hour. So that's what I mean. Some of these things are like, they're so simple, and by these little adjustments, we're already experiencing an incredible response from the public. So hopefully those things will continue to be happening. I mean, we've got, like, you know, strips of health programming going on right now during the fund drive in the afternoons that are generating a lot of excitement. And so some of this is just, you know, we've got different, you know, management and programming decisions being made, and I think that they will help us at least to have a more successful year than we had this past year, because this past year I don't think was just a result of the bad economy. It was also the result of some you know, less than perfect decisions about how to approach our fund drives. So anyway,
that being said,
we're going back to the 2008 model, basically, and with actually some further improvements beyond what we were even doing back then in terms of adjusting the programming. So.
Okay, good. Well, why don't we go down through the next of the budget while our eyes are still fresh?